After all, she was a legitimate actress, not bound to anyone's show. She had the complete works of Ibsen loaded into her memory. Euripides, Edward Albee. The Leela Thorne show was courting respect this season. She was tired of going for the cheap laugh.
"Thing is, I can't help the way I look,"
Zappi told the audience as he wiped his forehead with a limp handkerchief.
"Me, I've always been hard on the eye, so you might say."
He puffed out his cheeks.
"I mean, I was so ugly as a kid, I had to trick or treat over the phone."
A ripple passed through the first four rows of the studio, but died there. The Leela Thorne show snorted in disgust. The studio audience was still breathing, but that seemed to be all they were capable of at the moment. The CPs were proposing a classic complication for the crime segment of next week's episode. After one of the talent, probably not poor Slappy, finished getting his teeth cleaned, he would grab his trench coat and leave. Only he'd get the wrong coat, one belonging to a corrupt, wacky aide to a congresswoman. The congresswoman would also be played by Margot Raine. The wacky, corrupt aide intended to sell documents to the tabloid press proving that the congresswoman had had an illegal personality boost. The talent with the clean teeth would eventually turn those papers over to Leela. Or rather, the new Leela.
"Sure, I've put on a few pounds since the show started. I don't deny it. Hey, I've got the only car in town with stretch marks."
Slappy clapped his hands to his paunch and bugged out his eyes, hopefully, but the studio stayed as quiet as snowfall. The aide would then be poisoned, and the congresswoman would be accused of the murder, which would make this a case for Leela's law firm. Slappy currently worked as her chauffeur, although in the first few seasons, when he had been younger and slimmer, he had been her sidekick. He was always campaigning for more to do in the crime segments. Sometimes he got to cover the back entrance when Leela kicked in the front door of the murderer's house. Mostly, he just got the plot explained to him.
"And when I get home, it's the same. My wife says I'm as useless as rubber lips on a woodpecker."
Slappy's wife had been killed in season 7, although, as far as the Leela Thorne show knew, he might have remarried in dream space. He clapped a hand over his eyes, waited a beat, and then spread his fingers and peeked shyly through at the studio audience. She could barely stand to watch her oldest talent, now the sole survivor from the original cast, demean himself this way. But there wasn't much else he could do for her these days. In next week's fantasy segment, Lucifer would stop the action as usual, just as the jury was about to return its verdict. The CPs hadn't worked out yet what deal the devil would offer the congresswoman for an acquittal. Cass was pitching a commitment to lower the voting age to 13, so they could cameo one of those teens from Rock Zombie High that everyone was talking about. Graves was holding out for a yes vote on equal rights for dogs. Then they could cross-promote with the ongoing puppy-napping series on The Daily Now. Slappy gave up on the studio audience. He smeared a grin onto his round face and gave them a broad, over-the-head wave.
"Well, I'm glad you decided to stay, because we have another great show for you coming right up. Our guest tonight is Kent Turnabout from Candy Asteroid."
Slappy nodded, waiting for the sleepy applause to die down.
"I know you're really going to like this episode, folks, because I'm hardly in it at all."
Some lackwit in the back row gave him two sarcastic claps.
"Thanks, Mom."
Slappy turned to the band.
"How about a little vanishing music, chill?"
The band struck up, turned left on Lonely Street, and Slappy trotted into the wings. The assistant whip, Herb Katz, gave him a sympathetic pat on the back.
"Tough crowd tonight."
"I've seen happier gravestones." He pulled off his tie. "You make any decisions about the dentist skit next week?"
He started to unbutton his shirt. The Leela Thorne show decided it would be a kindness to break the bad news to Slappy then and there.
"I think we're going to give it to Jay,"